I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this week, Elspeth visits a food forest in Barnstaple.
I'm standing on the edge of about an eighth of an acre, covered in wood chips and newly planted trees and shrubs at Long Pasture Wildlife Sanctuary. It doesn't look like much now, but Sanctuary Director Ian Ives and volunteer Kara Wilking say the idea is to highlight native and edible plants in an interactive exhibit.
This is it.
So this is what we like to call a food forest, and it's a, you know, based off the model of forest gardens and restoration agriculture, where you're integrating multiple levels of growth. So you have a canopy layer of fruit trees, a shrub layer, and then a base layer of perennials. And so this garden focuses on native edible perennials.
The philosophy behind restoration agriculture is to grow food in a way that's both groundbreaking and ancient. Most of the food Americans eat today is produced through annual monocropping, which requires heavy machinery, tilling, and the application of pesticides and fertilizers. But these practices also lower biodiversity, erode topsoil, and contribute a whopping 30% of global carbon emissions. In contrast, the idea of a food forest is to grow food by mimicking natural systems. Here's Kara Wilking again, who's part of a group called the Food Forest Initiative of Cape Cod.
The way that we set up the garden is for there to be layers, and it's south-facing, so as the tallest trees are in the back. And so when this fills out, you'll have a very tall layer of chestnuts with beech plums underneath. Then we have American persimmon, which will get quite tall. There's a row of pawpaws, and then elderberry, and American hazelnut. And then underneath, there's a ton of different kinds of edible perennials.
The edible perennials are plants like native strawberries, huckleberries, mushrooms, and even ground cherries.
The smaller, sort of lower layer of the garden will be a very prominent feature. And then as the trees fill in, they will become more prominent. So it's a long process with a lot of productivity throughout its whole cycle.
This long-range design mimics a natural process called succession. Succession is the series of changes that take place in a habitat after it's damaged or disturbed. This can happen because of something natural, like a hurricane or a wildfire or an earthquake, or humans can change an area for better or worse.
So ecological succession is just a natural progression changing in the landscape. And when you have human disturbance that comes in, i.e. farmers that came and cleared all of the Cape, you're going to naturally have a rapid succession. It starts out with small plants that colonize, followed by larger plants and trees along a continuum, and it's always moving forward.
This succession will happen in a disturbed area no matter what. But we can encourage it to happen in a healthy way that reintroduces biodiversity, and especially edible perennial native plants, instead of letting non-native invasives take over, which is what usually happens today. There are many edible native species that used to be a lot more common in our landscapes, but over the past several hundred years have either been lost or made rare by human disturbance. For instance, the American chestnut used to make up 25% or more of the native eastern hardwood forest before it was wiped out by a blight introduced from Asia. Chestnuts used to be a big source of food for both humans and wildlife. And Kara Wilking and Ian Ives say that by reintroducing them, there's a chance chestnuts and many other native edibles could spread and become more prevalent again.
We're working really hard to try to maximize biodiversity, and this is a great way to represent that and to demonstrate to people that they can do the same thing in their yards with pollinator gardens or food forests.
The food forest exhibit at Long Pasture Wildlife Sanctuary in Barnstaple allows visitors to see and touch some of these forgotten native edible perennials. And it's great inspiration for restoring other disturbed areas of land, as close to home as our own backyards. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
We've got a list of the native edible perennials in the Food Forest Garden in Barnstaple right on our website at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast. This Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.